If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Mind Aware 677.
Hey, hey, hello, hello, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset so you can build your business faster. Yeah, we like that, don't we? Yes, we do. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host, and I want you to train your brain. You can find out how to do that for free at 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. Check it out. Today, I've got a little story to tell you, something that happened to me that I think you might get a kick out of. So you may have heard we've moved, bought a house out in the middle of the wilderness here. And we asked a lot of questions, of course, when we bought the house, but we forgot to ask one very, very important question, and that is, can we get internet? Yeah, right? Brilliant. Well, it turns out that when you want to become more of a homesteader, you want to go more and more rural, that your internet options are not so great. And that's the situation we're in. So we moved. We got this beautiful property with all this acreage. We're absolutely couldn't be more thrilled with our decision. And then we realized, oh no, the only way we're going to have internet is if we get a satellite. We're probably not going to get the upload speeds or we wanted or the download speeds. And so it was a bit of a shock. But here's the thing. Being a brain trainer, something I know for sure is that everything is always working out for me. And so I want to talk with you about this a little bit because this was a really good example in my own life of kind of step-by-step how this works. And maybe you have some things in your life that aren't turning out 100% like you wanted them to. And so then you have that little hit where you're like, uh-oh, what happened? How did I get this bad result? Or how come this isn't going like I want to? Or how come I feel really powerless to do anything about this? And so I wanted to share this. So the first thing that happened is we took that hit. We figured out like, oh my gosh, we bought this dream house. We bought all this land. We're going to have the life we've been dreaming of having, but no internet. What are we going to do? And naturally, we did what most people do, and we tried to fix it with action. So we researched a bunch of places, and we found a bunch of options, and we have this option for this satellite that actually has pretty decent download speed. So guess what? You can still watch Netflix or hockey or all those things that I knew were important to my man. And so things were like, okay, this could work. But the challenge with the internet we had was the upload speed. And a lot of what I do relies on upload speed. I do a lot of things via Zoom. I do a lot of things via live stream and via the internet where I'm having to show up via an upload speed of an internet. And so after I kind of figured out like, okay, this is where we're at. Where we're at is that I may not get the speed I want from the options that we found with action. And so time to train my brain. The question I asked myself, and these are the actually two questions I asked myself, and these are the two questions I can pass on to you that maybe might be useful for you. The first question I asked myself is, what if everything was working out for me? What if everything was working out for me? What if everything was working out for me perfectly? And then the second question I ask myself is, how does this development support me? how does this development support me in achieving everything I want to achieve? And when I asked those questions, I really had to honestly answer some things. I really had to admit to myself and explore. And I realized, you know what, for at least the last year, if not the last year and a half, if not the last 2 years, I have been thinking about doing more writing, doing more blogging, writing another book, becoming more isolated, walking more in nature, thinking more, doing less, making my money through the way that I think or thinking the thoughts or connecting in a different way rather than being out in the world doing the song and dance. I've been thinking a lot about this, about writing. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you probably have heard me talk about that, and it probably has been a shock because I have often talked about how writing wasn't my thing, and I started to get that nudge about 18 months ago. Started to get that nudge. You write more. Sounds like fun. Learn more about blogging. Write more. Write another book. Learn more about blogging. Come on, get that pen out. Write more. And the internet and my life distractions have kept me from moving forward on that. And I thought, you know, what better way to move toward my goals, move toward my next curiosity, move toward my next adventure than to not have the internet? What better way to become a writer than to really get to the point where you go, guess what? This is how I can express myself. And I had to kind of laugh when I had this realization. And I had the realization because I asked that question, how does this development support me? What if everything was working out for me? What's going on here? Why has this result come into my life? Why has this result come into my life? How does it support me? And I had that epiphany and I went, yeah, this is what you've been wanting. This is the direction you've been wanting to head. This is where you saw your life going. This is what you've been thinking about for 18 months. Is it any wonder that you moved in that direction? Is it any wonder that things unfolded the way they did? So, like you, I've got the exact same quote-unquote work to do when I make this shift, because like anybody who is in a position where you are making all your money through the internet, and then you go, oh my gosh, guess what? I've got no internet. You know, it'd be easy to have that little panic of like, oh my gosh, I got no internet. That means I'm not going to have any income. And of course, I didn't even really have that, but let's assume I did. It was like for about a half a second. What I realized is that the same thing that I preach on this show all day, every day, and the same thing that I instantly thought at the time is that that's not really what makes my money. And it's not what makes yours, whether it be the internet or that specific mode of marketing that you think is making your money. I don't care if it's live streaming or podcasting or blogging or live networking or speaking engagements. Whatever you think is your main mode of making you money, that's not really what makes the money flow. You know that. I know that. What makes the money flow? The way we think about the money, the way we think about how the money flows, the way we think about our choices for action, the way we think about the action we take, our positive expectation. What do we expect to happen? And I knew immediately when this happened that this was going to be a good thing for me. And in fact, it was going to increase my income. This shift is going to take me to the next level. Why? Because I decided so. This is the brain training that takes place for each and every one of us. When we're dealt a result we don't like, what if that was the reason for your success? What if the thing that you thought you didn't like is the reason that you went to the next level? What if it's the thing that catapulted you there? What if the new story that I'm telling, or whatever result you're having in your life that you'd like to shift, what if you said, yeah, guess what? When that happened, that was the thing that catapulted me to success. That is the thing that catapulted me to the next level. When I found out I didn't have internet, that was the thing that raised me up, that built my business, that grew my business faster, that doubled my income, that doubled my following. Make whatever it is in your life that you think is the obstacle, make that the reason for your success. Make that the thing that puts you on the new trajectory. So that's what I'm going to do. And I wanted to share that with you because I knew you would get it. You would understand that. You would understand because you're a brain trainer. You would understand because you know, like I know, that mindset matters most. It's the single most important thing. And we get what we get because we decide that that's the direction we're going. This is the result that is coming. And how do I know it? Because I have decided it. Just try and stop me now, right? That's what we do because we're brain trainers. And you've got this, and I've got this too.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.